అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి తాయి గౌర ప్రేమానంది. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవేం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. నష్టప్రాయేష్వ భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికి. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం థర్డ్ క్యాంటో 12th చాప్టర్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 30. నైతత్పూర్వై కృతం త్వద్యే న కరిష్యంతి చాపరే యస్త్వం దుహితరం గచ్చేత్ అనిగ్రహ్యా గజం ప్రభుః. నైతత్పూర్వై కృతం త్వద్యే న కరిష్యంతి చాపరే యస్త్వం దుహితరం గచ్చేత్ నిగృహ్య గజం ప్రభుః అనిగృహ్యాం గజం ప్రభుః. నైతత్పూర్వై కృతం త్వద్యే న కరిష్యంతి చాపరే యస్త్వం దుహితరం గచ్చేత్ అనిగృహ్యాం గజం ప్రభుః. నైతత్పూర్వై కృతం త్వద్యే న కరిష్యంతి చాపరే పూర్వై బై ఎనీ అదర్ బ్రహ్మ ఆర్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ ఎనీ ప్రీవియస్ కల్ప కృతం పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ త్వత్ బై యూ ఏ దట్ విచ్ నా నాట్ కరిష్యంతి విల్ డూ చ ఆల్సో అపరే ఎనీవన్ ఎల్స్ యహ దట్ విచ్ త్వం యూ దుహితరం అండ్ టు ద డాటర్ గచ్చే వుడ్ గో అని గృహ్య without controlling angajam sex desire prabhu o father. Translation purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki. O father, this performance in which you are endeavoring to complicate yourself was never attempted by any other brahma nor by anyone else nor by you in previous kalpas nor will anyone dare to attempt it in future. You are the supreme being in the universe. So how is it that you want to have sex with your daughter and cannot control your desire? Purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki. The post of Brahma is the supermost post in the universe, and it appears that there are many Brahmas and many universes besides the one in which we are situated. One who fills this post must be ideal in behavior, for Brahma sets the example for all living entities. Brahma, the living entity, who is the most pious and spiritually elevated is entrusted with a post next to that of the personality of Godhead. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuh vanmelitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupak kadamahyam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guruh shri yutapada kamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sakitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakanvitamsha namo om vishnu padaya krishna prishthaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swaminiti namine namaste saraswate deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshatarine namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gauratvishe namaha he krishna karuna sindho dinabandho jagatpate gopesh gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vrishavanusute devi pranamami hari priye vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jaya sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadara srivasadi gaura bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare from the chapter Creation of the Kumaras and Others, where the few verses of discussion are going on a very important topic on Marichi and other sages. With great respect they are speaking to Brahma by observing Brahma. We are very unfortunate to miss hearing from Maharaj today. This is a very important topic. It would have been so nice to hear from him. So, Marichi and other sages are praying, asking Brahma about Brahma's apparently erratic behavior. Brahma is a very great personality, born from the lotus which came out of the navel of Vishnu, and he is the first created living being, and the Lord himself is a spiritual master for Brahma. Lord is father also and spiritual master also for Brahma, and Lord personally enlightened him. So, Brahma is a very greatly respectable personality. In the subsequent verses, we will read Tejiyasam Nadoshaya. That will be explained later. When a very great personality does some blunder, he is still not affected. Like that, the Shastras make a statement. So, this point has to be well understood, otherwise it can be misinterpreted also. For example, there are certain apparent faults committed by great souls, which may be mistaken, misunderstood by others. For example, Ambarish Maharaj, when he wanted to know from the Brahmanas whether he can take some charanamrit in order to break the fast, which he is doing for the welfare of the Praja and for the glorification of Lord Vishnu, when he can break the upavas. The Brahmanas are actually stereotyped Brahmanas, and they were unable to give him a, you know, tangible answer. You will read that there is one verse in Bhagavatam, it says that the Brahmanas could not ascertain the truth at that time. Why? They could not ascertain the truth means they thought he should not drink. Because they only knew the mechanical type of solution for the problem. Vaishnava lifestyle requires flexibility. According to Desh Kalapatra, understanding the spirit of the situation, one will have to arrive at a solution. So the Brahmanas could not give him solution. So there is a mention by Prabhupada there. Prabhupada says, so Ambarish Maharaj decided on his own that I will drink this charanamrita at this time, you know, because this will be pleasing to Lord Vishnu. Like that he thought and he did it. So now Durvasa Muni considered this a very great flaw, and he responded with a disproportionate reaction by creating a demon to kill him and all that. So in this way, when a great soul sometimes, like a Parikshit Maharaj is putting a dead snake around the neck of Samik Rishi, which is a dosha, which is a mistake. Because Parikshit Maharaj is a pure devotee, such a behavior is unprecedented, Prabhupada writes. Now it may be seen as a flaw, but then you will see one of the natures of great souls is like a ball thrown on the wall, immediately reflects back. Similarly, great souls, they may do a momentary mistake, but they immediately spring back to the right conduct. And that is one reason why Tejiyasam Nadoshaya is said. Another thing, the great souls have a nature, when they commit a small mistake, they accept a huge punishment themselves without anyone else giving it. That is another nature of great souls. Like Parikshit Maharaj, you know, when he was returning to the palace on his own, he said, may some Brahma Shap come upon me. Let all my opulences be lost and let no harm come on my family members. I am willing to take the full responsibility for it. Because the great souls are so great-hearted, magnanimous souls, no dosha is attributed to them, even if they have some apparent dosha. That is the reason. Like when Abhimanyu died, you know, Arjuna burst into tears and was sobbing and sitting down, burying his head in his own, you know, knees. He could not, he was sobbing very loudly, weeping. So Krishna came there and said, Arjuna, this is no time for crying, because the battle is on. If you are careless now, your army will lose. You should rise up now to the occasion and go and fight. Next moment, Arjuna wiped his tears and got up to follow the instruction of Krishna. Tejiyasam Nadoshaya. This is the meaning. You know, one cannot say, professor, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, you know, is it not ridiculous, Swamiji, that Arjuna is weeping tears even after hearing the whole Bhagavad Gita? What's the use of Lord Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna? Like that the professor asked. And Prabhupada became angry. Prabhupada said, why are you asking a ridiculous question? Prabhupada asked. Your question is ridiculous. Arjuna is not ridiculous. Why? Because Prabhupada said, Arjuna is a great soul, because although he cried, his determination to surrender to Krishna did not waver. Not that he you know, gave up the battle and went away, saying that, Krishna, you know, I followed you and my son is dead in the battle. I will not fight anymore. If Arjuna walked out, quitted the occasion, quitted the scene, then it can be considered a fault. But Arjuna never quitted the scene. So we could give innumerable examples like this for some great soul committing an apparent fault, some fault, which the great soul will immediately rectify and will also be willing to accept a big punishment. And in this way, the Shastras say that not only that, the great soul's behavior also becomes a great example for many others, for all time to come, for the people, other people to follow. Yudhishthira Maharaj is weeping tears after the battle of Kurukshetra, accepting the total responsibility for the whole mass massacre of soldiers in the Kurukshetra war. Krishna is trying to pacify him, you will see that actually Yudhishthira Maharaj was never willing to fight the battle in the first place. He was ready to go on a peace treatise just with five villages. That was his magnanimity. You see how innocent and pure-hearted Yudhishthira Maharaj is, you will see. When he returned from the jungle, all the people appeared to be very happy all over the world because Duryodhana had thoroughly pampered them with so much food, clothing, shelter, everything. Because Duryodhana was fearful that if I don't care nicely for the people, then they may demand that Yudhishthira should rule the world. So he pampered them so well. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was asking Krishna and other brothers, why should we not return back to jungle? And Duryodhana seems to be ruling very nicely. And people are happy. Ultimately, whether he rules or I rule, ultimately people should be happy. If everybody is happy. But Krishna was the one who did not agree. He did not appreciate that. He said, people are not kept happy, people are pampered. He said, there's a difference between pampering and bringing true satisfaction. And this pampering happiness will not last for a very long time. And true happiness can arise only from dharma, not from sense gratification. So, then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, and Krishna said, you are all kshatriyas, you have to rule. You need a kingdom to rule, you have to rule. So, then on the order of Krishna, then Yudhishthira said, then let us accept some five villages for namesake, so that we will also rule as kshatriyas. And then rest of the world be ruled by Duryodhana, we don't mind. This was the magnanimity of Yudhishthira Maharaj, you can say. So, you will find, after battle was not wanted by Yudhishthira Maharaj, but on the order of Krishna, the whole battle happened. At the end of the battle, Yudhishthira Maharaj felt a great pinch in his heart, as if he is the cause of the entire war and everything. So this is the tendency of a great soul. In fact, just like if you take an axe and hit a sandalwood tree, it only gives more fragrance. Similarly, when great souls do a mistake, a small momentary mistake, then that brings out even much many more great qualities out of them. You will find in the Shastra. And innumerable examples are there for that, you will find. Like Billomangal. You know, he, on the inspiration of Chintamani, he left everything and went towards Vrindavan. On the way, he became attached to a Brahmani lady. And then the lady's husband asked him, what do you want? You seem to be following up my wife. What do you want? He said, I want to talk to her, call her. So, that lady was a beautiful lady. So, he looked at her. And then he thought about himself, what a fool I am. I have left everything and become a monk. Is it to simply look at the beauty of another woman? So, he requested her, oh mother, please give me your two hairpins. And he picked up the hairpin and just pierced his eyes. So, for a momentary fault, he accepted a very great punishment also, Billomangal. So that is what the Shastras say, great souls don't commit mistake, and if they do commit mistake, they accept a great punishment on their own, and the Lord considers them sadhu. Apiche sudaracharo vajateva mananyabha sadhu reva samantabhi. So, whenever we study Shastra, These kind of sections, we should not in the least have any polluted thought that probably even Brahma has become degraded. One of our greatest acharyas, whom in our line. That is why even when Maitreya is talking about this in another place, when he's talking about this, he's actually very cautiously and carefully presenting this pastime in a brief manner, only for the other living entities to learn a lesson and not to criticize Brahma. Similarly, Marichi and the other sons of Brahma, they were very respectful. That's what Prabhupada says in the previous purport. Marichi, sages like Marichi were not wrong in submitting their protests against the acts of their father. So, in that sense, because the Marichi sons, they ridiculed Brahma in this occasion, they had to become asuras later on. So, this is one side of the pastime that we should know, that whenever we approach such pastimes, we have to approach with caution, only to learn valuable lessons for ourselves. And here Prabhupada says in this purport, one who fills this post must be ideal in behavior, for Brahma sets the example for all living entities. So, there is a very great need of example in this world for all living entities. And the supreme example is Lord Himself. In everything He does, He is the supreme example. You study Ramayana, you study, Bhagavatam, you will see the Lord's example is such a shining example. Nobody can match the Lord. But because the Lord is not accessible to the conditioned souls in this world, then somebody should represent the Lord very powerfully. So that the living entities can experience the love of the Lord for them. The living entities can experience the ideal example of the Lord for them. So Prabhupada writes in some other purport that in this world everybody wants Ramarajya because everybody is looking for ideal leader. One who is a pure soul. One who is a pure representative of the Supreme Lord. And one who will rule the world like Lord Rama ruled in his times. And Lord Rama, you will see, when one of his citizens, one Dobi, said to his wife, "You are coming in the morning back home. Where were you yesterday night?" She said she got stranded in some other place, in a village, and due to dark night she could not come. He suspected her character. And he said, "I cannot accept you. I am not like a fool, like our king who accepted his wife after she stayed in Lanka for so many months." So one spy heard this and came and told Lord Ramachandra. Immediately Lord Ramachandra called Lakshman and said, "You see, Sita has a desire to see the Vanashobha, the beauty of the jungle, always used to express to me. So in the pretext of taking her to the jungle for seeing the beauty of the jungle, she should be taken and left near Valmiki's ashram." Can you imagine? The Lord, Shaktiman and Shakti can never be separated. Shakti is the most dearest to the heart of Shaktiman, so much so that he keeps Shakti in his chest only. But he wanted to be such a perfect leader that he was willing to forego the association of his dear most devotee, Sita, by sending her away to the jungle. So how much Lord Ram accepted suffering upon himself to set the example of ideal character, you will see. So in the same manner you will find Lord Ram, he was coronated as a king, heir apparent, and then when Kaikeyi made the demand, next moment he was willing to go to the jungle without not even a trace of sorrow, which shows the great heart of the personality. So Prabhupada writes in one of the purports in Bhagavatam that a brahmana, a woman, a king and a sannyasi, these four are leaders in society. And they have to have spotless character. And they should actually, the first qualification for these personalities is their character. And educational qualification and all comes later, Prabhupada says. The first qualification is character. And what is that character, he says? A sannyasi who is illicitly connected to a woman, his claims as a sannyasi are simply useless, he says. Similarly, a Brahmana who is not truthful, his claims as a Brahmana become useless, he says. Then a king or a public leader, even a material leader, if he becomes proud or intoxicated by wine or drugs and other things, then he loses his good character also. And then he says a woman who loses her chastity, so she is also no good mother for a child. So that purpose is we should very thoroughly analyze anyone before making them a leader or a master, even a material master. A material master or a spiritual master. In both the fields, Prabhupada says, character plays the first role, primary role. Because without, and character also means following the four regulative principles properly. Otherwise, a leader sets a wrong direction for the whole world. You will see Ravana wearing the dress of a monk, approaching Sita to carry her away. Why he wore the dress of a monk? Because people put innocent faith in saintly persons. Like you will find in most of our temples we have experience of chapel chor, the chapel thieves. Why the chapel thieves only come to temple? Why don't they go to a movie theater or some other place? Because temple is a place where people put faith. People just put the chapel and go inside hoping that, you know, it's a large temple. Everyone who comes is a good soul. Like that people think and they go. But then sometimes thieves come and they steal away. Similarly, if somebody, wears the dress of a monk but becomes a hypocrite, that's a very great disservice to the whole society. Just like that, you must have heard the story of a cat, who became a bit old and he could not run very fast to catch the rats. So he put basma all over his body and carried a kamandalu in the hand and a stick in the hand. And all the rats were amazed how our cat has become so saintly. And the cat told the rats that, I have committed so many sinful activities in my life by killing so many of you. Now I have decided to go to Varanasi and, stay near the holy river and just perform my penances. And the rats all became very happy. Now this was our only enemy. Now we have no more enemies now. We can be jolly. So they all started running around and playing everywhere. And the cat told the leader of the rats and said, please kindly give me one of your rats to catch my hand and take me to the riverside. I become very old man, he said. And the rat said, never mind, no problem. So he arranged the rat to take him. So the cat went. But after a week, one intelligent rat found out, hey, seems that every day he's taking a new rat to the riverside and that fellow doesn't come back only. What's happening? Then all the rats woke up. Then they realized this fellow goes up to the riverside and swallows him. Eats him up. So after that, they all became extremely careful and they never sent any rat alone. They said, get lost from here. So this story comes in Mahabharata, which I told you just now. Why? Because somebody may use the saintly garb for accomplishing the impure motivations, impure polluted desires in the heart, like what Ravana did or what Indra did. Indra also did by stealing away the horse in the sacrifice of Prithu Maharaj. So in this way, when the pure platform of a leader like sannyasi or a brahmachari or a brahmana or a woman, when one falls from that position, not accidentally in an unpremeditated way but deliberately in a planned way, that becomes a great disservice to society. People lose faith in religion, people lose faith in God, people lose faith in everyone and everything, and that promotes a religion. And because that goes against God's purpose in this world. That is why hypocrisy is vehemently condemned in the scriptures. And Prabhupada, you will find in all his purports repeatedly, he will write about professional reciters, he will write about pseudo-mendicants, saints and swindlers and all these things, repeatedly. So, Those who have joined the spiritual society like ours, we will find that in this world there is always the free will of the living entity, where, you know, we know what is the purest standard and we certainly strive to live up to the purest standard. But there is always a possibility of slipping from the pure standards and falling prey to bad habits in this world. So somebody falls down the mental platform, or somebody falls down on a practical physical platform. And then that possibility is always there in spiritual life, because kshura siddhara nishtadvartaya durgam patastat kavyovadanti, Shastra say that. Walking on the spiritual life is like a walking on the razor's edge. Now somebody may say, why to take such a risk? Why not we be normal like everybody else in this world? Why to accept the four regulative principles and take a vow to Guru? But it's like saying, you know, what is the, you know, if you take a blade and shave, you know, then the blade will cut. Better not shave at all. Then we will have long beard touching up to the ground. Long hair, jata, will be unclean, isn't it? So, the spiritual life involves a moment of calculated risk which we have to take. But those who take that risk only, this can then very cautiously practice spiritual life, they ultimately get the lotus feet of Krishna. Like we say, no pains, no gains. Even in a business, one takes some risk and investing big amount of money. Sometimes people may lose crores of rupees also. Business. In marriage also one takes risk. Before marriage there are so many expectations between the spouses. But after marriage they come to discover many things which they would never want to have. They may come to know that the partner has some disease, partner has some shortcomings, weaknesses, partner has some psychological discrepancies in behavior. So what do people do? Then they have to learn to live with it. In married life there is risk. In eating out somewhere there is risk. In joining your college and getting a job there is risk. In joining company there is risk. Similarly, spiritual life also, one has to commit to oneself and accept this path without fearing. Ma Shuchaha, Krishna says, if you surrender to me, you have nothing to fear. I will protect you personally. And I will also destroy all the sinful reactions. And ignorance causes sin, and sin causes miseries. So one has to eradicate ignorance in spiritual life by regularly studying the Shastra and hearing such pastimes as this, so that we will not end up doing the same blunder. Because when we eradicate our ignorance by hearing such pastimes like this, our leanings towards sinful life will be curbed. So when those leanings are curbed, then we can adopt the pure path by accepting the pure instructions of Shastra. And the Srimad Bhagavatam also, it doesn't give only the success stories. If there are only success stories, you know, then we will never come to know what discrepancies can come and what flaws are there, and how we are, you know, the world is a slippery place. We may never come to know that. So that is why in Bhagavatam you find that there are many case studies of Ajamila or Bharat Maharaj, you know, such kind of examples are presented in the Bhagavatam. The beauty of these pastimes is they begin with a sad story of somebody slipping down, but then the end is very glorious. Ajamila is slipping down, although born in a pure Brahmana family, but the end is glorious. He is returning back to Vaikuntha. Similarly, Bharat Maharaj, you know, became attached to a deer, but then he became Jadabharata and he became a pure soul, Paramahamsa. We find like that. Yayati, simply he gave a hand to lift a woman from a pit. Poor fellow, he tried to offer help, but then he became attached to her. So similarly, if somebody sometimes in the name of preaching also can get lost also. Instead of uplifting others, one may go to a downtrodden position also. So there is always such a risk. So he tried to lift her out of the pit, but then she pleaded him that you should marry me, you are my husband. Then for many long years he tried to enjoy life and got frustrated, and then ultimately came to the right platform. Evam varsha sahasrani manashashtair manasukam vitadanopi natrupyat sarvoma kadindriyaihi. He understood, with this, with my impure kadindriyai senses, I will never be able to be happy in this world. Although I have with the Dano api. I have enjoyed for 1,000 years. I am a Sarvabhauma king of the world, but I never became happy and satisfied. So he told his wife, I simply want to surrender to the lotus feet of Lord Hari now. She also appreciated his learning. She said, I also want to surrender. And they both surrendered after that. So the beauty of Bhagavatam is it brings to a very happy ending in all these pastimes. So what we should do, we should see the slip portion and we should see the happy ending and we should choose the happy ending. And not having to go through the slippery portion. Understand? So for a devotee can learn these things in the mind itself without having to do it with the body. By reading these pastimes. Because these pastimes will purify us if we hear with great Shraddha and great faith and learn the instructions on caution and what steps we should take in our life. So we will not have to go through the arduous situations what some of these great personalities have gone through. So we can learn lessons by hearing these wonderful pastimes. And Brahma did not do anything, but Brahma only contemplated in his mind about such a possibility of such an enjoyment with his daughter. Because even such a contemplation itself is considered very contaminated. Like Prabhupada says, the pigs and dogs and other lower creatures, they don't make any differences between mother, sister, daughter and everything. They chase after anybody foolishly. But such a thing cannot happen to a human being who is coming in a civilized society in Varnashrama. And such a thing can definitely not happen to such a great personality like Brahma, who is actually the first progenitor of mankind. Such a thing cannot happen. But if it is happening, that means Lord has something to teach the world. Lord wants to. Sometimes the Lord uses great souls to teach a lesson to the world also. Like you see, Yudhishthira Maharaj is gambling. Many people ask a question, why such a great soul Yudhishthira is gambling? In Mahabharata, it is said, first time they gambled, they lost everything. And they were about to be sent to, jungle or something like that. But anyway, finally, Dhritarashtra somehow allowed them to go back. And then again, second time he called. Again, there was gambling. You will read in Mahabharata. So people ask, why did Yudhishthira gamble for the second time? Second time only they were told to go to jungle. First time they were not told to go to jungle. First time it was only a game. He lost everything and then the game got over and somehow Dhritarashtra, I don't know how he convinced Duryodhana, I don't know. And there was no punishment given that time. Second time again they were called and they played. So of course Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Duryodhana, who will play with me? Will you play? And then from behind Shakuni came forward and laughed and said, ha ha ha, and I will play on behalf of Duryodhana. Because Shakuni was very expert in dice game. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was interested in playing dice game, but he was not expert. That was the problem. So when Yudhishthira Maharaj looked at Shakuni, he became frightened. He said, oh uncle, please do not take away all the wealth that I have stored for the service of the Brahmanas. Like that he said. And then he asked Shakuni, are we going to just play the game or are we going to keep some stake? Shakuni said, not keeping stake, such a game is meant for children, not for Kshatriyas like you. He said, are you a kid to play a game without keeping any stake? Kshatriyas have gold, they have silver, they have land, they have women, they have soldiers, they have army. How can they play a game like children? So the various lessons are taught in that. As Yudhishthira Maharaj was playing the game, in some places it's explained that he became intoxicated in the game in such a way that he put his wife also on stake. That is one understanding people have, those who read Mahabharata. Others say that, in this world nobody can be virtuous. Even great souls, they fall away. Sab log padmasha, everybody, like that some people come to a wrong conclusion. But the actual truth is, such pure devotees like Yudhishthira Maharaj are orchestrated by the Supreme Lord, Krishna, impelled by the desire that Supreme Lord Krishna you know, placed in his heart. Vishnu Maharaj was doing that gambling and everything he did. But you will find when he lost everything, you know, at the end when Duryodhana was asking Draupadi to be brought to the Sabha, you know, nobody would dare to do such a thing in the Vedic times, to bring a woman out in the public and disrobe her in the public. It's unheard of, because women would not show up in the public. And they were very highly respected by everybody in the society. So, when simply hearing that, you know, Bhima's body was trembling in anger, like a snake trampled upon by somebody. Bhima was angry and Arjuna could not resist, Arjuna could not tolerate. But Yudhishthira Maharaj told all of them that now we have lost the kingdom, we have lost our wife, we have no right to oppose the plan of Duryodhana. And they were all completely bound by the instruction of their eldest brother, Yudhishthira. They knew that he is a Dharmaraj, he knows what is Dharma. And we all simply are blind, we have to follow him. But it was very painful for them to follow. And in fact, Vidura was also asking Dhritarashtra that, you know, you speak up, you are the eldest man in the Sabha, you cannot keep mum like this, in such a situation like this. And he said, when truth pricked by, you know, sinful people comes to a Sabha, then the truth has to be protected. The Pandavas are personification of Dharma. It's your duty to protect them. Give the right kind of this thing. So, Vidura, but then you will find, although Vidura was present, Bhishma was present, Drona was present, they are all noble, great souls. And that is why Draupadi also had said, they should, the elders should tell me to come, not Duryodhana. But then Duryodhana arranged Dushasana to bring. You will see like that. You will find. So, the scriptures present extremely controversial situations and you know, situations which will bring about heated discussions even amongst religious people. And then they bring out the glorious thing that Lord Krishna appears when Draupadi helplessly depends on him, because she looked at the husbands who were all sitting down with their heads hanging down. And she looked at the Kuru elders, none of them were speaking. She understood that, you know, the elders are supposed to protect Dharma and they are not speaking a word. My husbands are lion-like husbands, they are not protecting also. So she understood, in this world there is nobody for me. The only person who is worthy of taking shelter is Lord Govinda. Then she raised her arms. Hey Krishna, hey Govinda, hey Dwarakavasin, hey Gopijana Vallabha, like that she called out. At that time, Krishna was sitting in Dwaraka. He was about to begin his lunch, eat from his golden plate offered by Satyabhama with all varieties of preparations. As soon as he heard that loud cry of Draupadi in Hastinapur, because Krishna's ears are there everywhere, he heard it. Immediately he stood up and Satyabhama asked, what happened? Next moment, he vanished from that place. Satyabhama was wondering, what happened? Did the Lord not like the food? And next moment he appeared in the Hastinapur palace supplying unlimited sari to Draupadi. As Draupadi was, body was revolving, as Dushasana was trying to disrobe her, the more he disrobed her, huge truckloads of saris were coming out and Dushasana's body was perspiring severely. After 1 hour he fell down, dropping to the ground. Although he had the strength of 10,000 elephants, and Draupadi was, body was like a tender sparrow. But Dushasana could not humiliate her. Krishna came and protected. So, Krishna wanted to show the world. See, this is the beauty of Mahabharata. Although Mahabharata has a lot of politics and insult a woman and all these things, you know, the principle of absolute surrender to Lord Govinda is a central theme, which is kept there. A person with little intelligence can understand this while reading Mahabharata. Imagine if Yudhishthira Maharaj suddenly told Bhima and Arjuna, enough is enough, we have always followed Dharma, now things are going out of control, attack now, he said. Isn't it, the whole thing would be spoiled. Lord Krishna will be wondering, I am waiting with the sari, what is this fellow, spoiled the whole thing. You know? Isn't it? Of course, see, the behavior of great souls is always predictable. They will cut and keep their head on the table if it need be, but they will never break the dharma actually. And that's why even Duryodhana had full faith in Yudhishthira's dharma parayanata. So in this way, Lord Krishna uses his devotees sometimes to perform certain apparent faulty actions, but ultimately to bring up the principle of absolute surrender to Krishna, to teach that to all the living entities. So, but actually Krishna will not choose any ordinary person for such things. He can only choose his pure devotees who will never, never misunderstand him. Sometimes in our life when some small problem comes, we quickly misunderstand devotees, misunderstand the Supreme Lord. If some devotee gives one feedback to us, it becomes difficult to digest. Immediately becomes enemy next moment. Isn't it? When Gauranga Prabhu was telling, I have stopped giving feedback. I only give feed front. He said, I only give prasadam to devotees now. He said, because if you give feedback, people don't like you. Give only feed front. So, in this world, you find for small problems come in our life, our whole attention goes to material problems. We forget the Lord. Whereas pure devotees, even in the greatest of the problems, they have unwavering determination. So, Lord uses them as his instruments in his hands to teach the world innumerable lessons. So Brahma is also one such very confidential associate of the Supreme Lord, through whom the Lord is teaching the world the caution about lust, that one should never ever think that I have reached a stage. I saw in one of the books, BKC, Brahmacharya and Krishna Consciousness, is known as Bhaktivinoda Swami. He says that even if one is a sannyasi, one should never think a young girl who is 16 or 18 year old girl, oh, she is like my granddaughter or daughter only. One should not think like that. One can never become familiar with a woman. So, it's a kind of caution given. And those who strictly follow this caution from these pastimes, they will be protected by the Lord, because Lord has given instruction in scriptures. We follow those instructions and Lord's protection is there for us always. And Srila Prabhupada repeatedly in his purports will explain these things over and over, so that by reading it and remembering it and applying it. See, first thing is to speak it, then to do it, then to be it. Say, do, be. So when we can be what is being spoken, then we have internalized the principles. And when we are trying to do them, that means we are trying to apply. And when we are speaking them, that is not enough, because speaking with the mouth is not enough. We have to speak, we have to apply, and we have to internalize and live these principles. And in this way, Srimad Bhagavatam will ensure us the eternal service to the Lord's lotus feet if we learn good lessons from these things and take them to our hearts. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. I can take one question. We have 3 minutes for 9:15. Yes, Prabhu. Past time up? Yudhishthira did not protect Draupadi because he knew Krishna will protect. He was a pure devotee. They also knew. Actually, it was Lord's arrangement. See, the pure devotees of the Lord are autopiloted devotees. You know autopiloted plane, no? The autopiloted plane is controlled from the control room. You know, what direction it should take, where it should land, where it should take off. So, the pure devotees, they completely give up their free will at the feet of the Lord. And Lord also orchestrates them, like simply like puppets in his hands. Because they become puppets in Lord's hands, Lord also becomes puppet in their hands also. because pure devotees and the Supreme Lord are attached to, transcendentally attached to each other. So now you may ask, how did Yudhishthira know that Krishna will supply sari? So Lord must have inspired him in the heart. Yudhishthira, keep quiet, don't do anything, I am going to supply. Lord must have inspired him in the heart of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Actually, this is the Vaishnava understanding. If anybody asks me, why did Yudhishthira gamble? The only answer I will give is, you know, Lord Krishna inspired him to do these things to ultimately teach the principle of Sharanagati of Draupadi. And Lord actually inspired a super soul in everyone's heart not to take any action, because ultimately he himself will offer protection to Draupadi. That's the answer actually. That's a Vaishnava angle answer. If you see, Karmakandis can have their understanding. So many people may give so many interpretations. You know, ultimate answer is the Lord, it's Lord's will to through this pastime teach the world that we have nobody in this world, nobody can help us in this world other than the Supreme Lord, who is our close Surat, heart-to-heart friend. So this should inspire every living being to rush to Krishna's lotus feet. That's the goal of this whole episode. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki.